Minnesota wins 80-34. Grace, thanks as always. When that three is in the air and it goes through, clearly the entire team knew it. Everybody there knew it. Did you talk about it walking up the steps? Because everybody looked like it was keeping score. What was that shot like and that moment like for you?
I mean, it was great. I think they were playing with me, trying to say, we're just going to pass you the ball until you get it. So I was like, this is great. But no, that was awesome. So it was nice that they were celebrating right away. So it was really sweet.
It gets to be, Grace, a thrill to watch you play. And I've said it before, you just are the consummate teammate. You are looking for others. You are rebounding. You're driving to the basket. You're shooting the three like it is in your DNA. So what becomes the next step for Grace Grit Grahalski?
I would say just, I mean, like, my teammates make it easy for me to pass the ball. I think they're really getting to the right spots, and that helps us just as a team. So I think the next step is just to finish games and to do well in the Big Ten. And I think that's going to take all the little things from all of us, and that's the goal for us.
Well, let's talk a little bit about those little things, because we've talked with Coach a lot about it. There's so many of you doing so many different things. I'm just looking at the score sheet right now. Amaya with 8 rebounds.
Yeah.
Again, she
yeah.
seems to lead you in rebounding every night. Mara had her best shooting night tonight, 6 of 8, 13 points. You got assists up and down, you know, from 3 to 5 to 5 to 2. It seems like all of you have bought into that. Was that something that you guys have talked about as a group, discussed as a group, or is that just kind of who you all are and it has come together organically?
Yeah, I mean, the little things are something we talk about a lot, and especially this week we worked on our just efficiency, and I think that really showed up on during this game, especially from everybody. And yeah, Amaya getting those rebounds, we were joking at halftime. I think one of those she flew to literally get that board. So that's been huge for us. And just, I think Briley's making such great plays, you know, around the ball and just coming off screen. She's doing a great job. And yeah, really working to set screens and to get each other open. We've been doing a really good job of it.
You're about to head into, well, finals week, and I know I don't want to overlook that. But after that, the Big Ten season looms large. You've had a taste of it with Maryland. What do you foresee in the Big Ten?
I foresee a lot of tough games. I think the Big Ten, every night you got to come in ready to play. So we're definitely going to be prepared with what we do at practice. So we're just trying to, you know, the next one, go to Drake and play well, and then go into the Big Ten, ready to go.
As Lynette mentioned, it is finals week, so I always do this. It probably bothers the players. The final that you were, like, most dreading or worried about, either last week, this week, sometimes it's a project, sometimes it's a paper. Take us inside, because people should know, like, you're not just out here shooting at Athletes Village all day. You're going to class and doing some things. So what was on the Grahalski agenda for finals week?
Right. I actually have one left. So I have one thing due Monday night. I have to finish a paper, so it's not as bad. But I think my biggest one, I had this, it was actually something for a coaching class, so it was kind of cool, actually. So it kind of was in the basketball world, actually.
That's smart. That's smart. Go with one of your strengths right away,
right,
and that'll help you. All right, well, good luck on the paper.
Thank you.
Double space, 12 font, and get it in.
Oh, wow,
you
know, 12
drive.
Font.
You're
yeah.
so
oh,
right.
Come
yeah,
on.
So right. Exactly right. You can mess with that.
You
two
can do that.
2.5 double space.
Wow.
Yeah. Did you have computers back when you were in college, Lynette? How did that work?
I had a manual typewriter.
Okay.
I had to do pipe. Papers on. So right. It was tough making mistakes.
I believe it. All right. Well, we'll let Grace go get that paper
Congratulations,
done.
Congratulations, Grace.
Thank you.
Very fun to watch that. Very cool moment. And we'll see you in Des Moines.
Appreciate it. Thanks.